Come with us, love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Oh, join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne and thus around it. Oh, we are marching to Zion. Such a beautiful, beautiful Zion.
Saints, we greet you in Jesus' name today.
Nous vous saluons tous au nom du Seigneur.
Trust that you're marching to Zion.
Faisant confiance et que vous avancez vers
Zion. Some people are marching backwards.
Et d'autres personnes sont en train de marcher derrière.
The believer.
Le croyant.
The whole armor of God.
Mais toute l'armure de Dieu.
There was no protection for the back.
Il n'y avait pas de protection pour le derrière.
Never put your back to the enemy.
Il ne faut pas donner votre dos contre l'ennemi.
No matter how hard it becomes.
Peu importe comment dure la bataille devient.
Just keep marching forward.
Il faut continuer toujours avancer.
Victory is certain.
La victoire est certaine.
Because he's already overcome the world.
Parce qu'il a déjà vaincu le monde.
We don't have to defeat the devil.
On n'a pas besoin de défier le diable.
We just have to resist the devil.
Nous avons besoin juste de résister.
Because he's already defeated.
Il a déjà été défié.
But sometimes he puts on a good show.
Des fois, il ment dans un
he's a good bluff.
Il est un grand.
He's an actor.
Il est un acteur.
But the good thing to do with the devil.
La meilleure des choses à faire avec le diable.
Is take him at his bluff.
C'est parce qu'il faut
stand your ground.
Se moquer de lui, c'est tenir dans tes terrains.
In the world, they say somebody is a paper tiger.
Dans le monde, on dit quelqu'un est un tigre de
papier. He looks fierce.
Il look effrayant.
But he's made out of paper.
Il ressemble effrayant, mais il a été peint.
And that's how the devil is.
C'est ce qui est le diable.
So saints, we do greet Sister Lydia's mother in Jesus' name today.
Au nom du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
It's good to be with her. May the Lord bless her.
Le Seigneur puisse la bénir.
Also, a couple of requests.
Quelques requêtes.
Brother Mike is requesting the saints to join him in prayer to ask for God's grace. He started his exams in college, needs God's grace to go through the exams with success, also having serious problems with his landlord. So I need the prayers of the saints to ask for God's grace.
Amen. Le frère Mike qui a besoin de prière pour ses examens et aussi des problèmes avec son
bailleur. Thanksgiving, Brother Vlad, Sister Lydia. Thanksgiving for our little Adam whose jaundice is decreasing and his weight is increasing.
So we do thank nous remercions the Lord for le Seigneur pour le petit Adam qui est venu.
And also just greetings for Sister Lydia's mom. And also Sister Lydia's dad is sending warm greetings for the church.
Aussi le père de la sœur Lydia est en train d'envoyer des salutations.
Let's bring this before the Lord.
Amenons cela devant
Let's
le
bring
Seigneur.
Brother Mike.
Amenons le frère Mike.
College.
Le collège.
And his landlord.
Et son bailleur.
Let's pray. Brother David was called to work this morning.
Le
somebody
David
didn't come for their shift.
De pouvoir travailler ce matin. Il y a quelqu'un qui n'était pas venu pour son
horaire. Let's pray for the word.
Prions
Let's
pour
all
la
commit ourselves to the Lord. Father, I bring these things before thee upon this day, for you are God, and thou knowest all things. I pray for Brother Scott. I pray your blessing upon him. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Since let's open our Bibles to Revelation chapter 13.
Ouvrons nos Bibles dans Apocalypse chapitre 13.
Just while you're opening there, just
pendant que vous ouvrez là-bas,
a reminder that next weekend,
un rappel que la semaine prochaine,
we have Brother David Nash.
Il y aura le frère David
from,
Nash
from Oregon with us.
Et qui vient d'Oregon.
So we're going to have a special meeting on Saturday.
Nous aurons une réunion spéciale le
at
samedi.
At 6 o'clock.
À 18 h.
Focused at the youth.
Qui Once sera again, focalisé une fois sur le jeune.
But we're inviting everyone to be
nous
there.
Invitons tout le monde d'être là-bas.
But we'll ask him really to try to speak to the youth. He's very good with youth.
Se parler avec aux jeunes, c'est parce qu'il est bon, il est très bien
so
pour parler aux jeunes.
So we just ask you please to be in prayer for that.
Il faut être dans la prière pour
If
ça.
If we just have the youth,
et si nous avons
there's not a lot of youth.
Il n'y a pas assez de jeunes.
And also not many of them say amen.
Il n'y a pas beaucoup d'entre eux qui disent
amen. Not many of them sing. So.
Il y a beaucoup d'entre eux qui sont.
It's just a remnant among the youth.
Et c'est juste
so
le
it's
reste
good
parmi
if everyone can come to help.
Et c'est bien que si tout le monde peut venir
to create a good atmosphere.
Pour créer une bonne atmosphère.
That the Lord might be able to
et
speak.
Que le Seigneur puisse être capable de parler.
And then on Sunday we'll have two services.
Et dimanche nous aurons deux services.
Normal service in the morning.
Le service normal.
Then we'll have about an hour's break and then we'll have an afternoon service as well.
Et après le service de la
with Brother David. So please be in prayer about those.
David, priez pour cela.
Also, we heard some good news this week from Brother George Martin. He's coming on the 9th and 10th of June
qui vient le
to us. So we really do thank the Lord for
juin.
That.
Nous remercions le Seigneur pour
Brother George Martin, please, is confirmed. So please be in prayer about that.
Le frère George Martin l'a confirmé. Soyons dans la prière de cela.
Amen. Let's read Revelation 13.
Lisons Apocalypse 13.
Let's read from 16 to 18.
À partir du 16 jusqu'au 18e verset.
And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Let's also read Ezekiel. Chapter
9.
We'll take our thought from Ezekiel chapter 9 mainly today.
Nous allons prendre notre pensée d'Ezekiel chapitre 9.
Our topic is sealed or marked, continuing from Friday.
Continuant de vendredi, c'est scellé ou marqué.
Because we know the seal of God
nous savons que le sceau de Dieu
and the mark of the beast
et la marque de la bête,
that travel in parallel.
Ils marchaient ensemble.
They always travel
ils ont toujours marché de pair
with each other.
Ils ont toujours marché
l'un Ezekiel chapter 9.
Ezekiel chapitre 9.
Read the first six verses.
Nous allons lire le premier verset.
This is the Lord speaking to Ezekiel.
C'est le Seigneur qui parle à Ezekiel.
He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over this city, that's Jerusalem, to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. So it was a time of judgment.
C'est le temps de jugement.
And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies towards the north. Every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen. Don't you always love the seventh one?
N'aimeriez-vous pas le septième?
The seventh one makes the difference.
Le septième fait la
différence. He's clothed in linen. He's a priest.
Il a été vêtu de lin.
He's our high priest.
Il est le prêtre. Il est notre sacrificateur.
There's still mercy.
Il y a toujours la
miséricorde. Intercession.
Il y a toujours l'intercession.
In the midst of judgment.
Au milieu du jugement.
Though judgment is being proclaimed.
Bien que le jugement a été prononcé.
Mercy will always precede judgment.
Le Messie, la miséricorde va toujours suivre le
jugement. And he came with a righteous inkhorn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. So the glory of the Lord had left the mercy seat.
La gloire du Seigneur a quitté le trône de miséricorde.
Gone up to the threshold of the temple.
Cela est allé dans l'air du temple.
God showing
le Seigneur
that he was leaving that temple.
Il était en train de quitter ce temple.
The glory was departing.
La gloire était en train de s'éloigner.
And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. So straight away we see
directement nous voyons
that there's going to be people
un peuple
in the same location,
dans la même location,
but living in a different dimension.
Qui vivent dans une autre dimension.
Some people living in Jerusalem,
et d'autres personnes qui vivent à Jérusalem,
their hearts are rejoicing
leur cœur était en train
in the abominations that are surrounding
leurs abominations qui étaient tout autour.
The abominations in the religion of the day.
Dans le religion
the abominations in the music,
l'abomination
the entertainment.
Dans la musique, l'abomination
some
dans la
people dispersion. Feeling at home,
d'autres personnes
loving
à la
those
maison,
things.
Aimant ces choses.
They're feeling comfortable in that atmosphere.
Ils se sentent confortables dans cette
the very atmosphere that's bringing judgment.
La vraie atmosphère même qui amène le
but at the same time, there's another group of people.
Et au même moment, il y a un autre groupe
and they're sighing and they're groaning.
Et ils sont en train de gémir
because
de
of the same abominations that are being done.
Mêmes abominations qui ont été faites.
But outwardly, they would look to
mais
be the same.
Extérieurement, ça semblait qu'ils étaient la même.
But it's what's happening inside.
Mais c'est ce qui était en train de se passer à l'intérieur.
That shows which group, or which category of people you're going to be in.
Quelle catégorie de peuple vous serez.
So the angel of the Lord goes
l'ange du Seigneur part
to find those people
pour trouver ces gens-là
that are sighing and crying for those abominations.
Qui sont en train de gémir et pleurer contre l'abomination.
And he puts a mark on them.
Et il a mis une marque sur eux.
Verse 5.
Verset 7.
And to the others he said in mine hearing to the six angels of judgment, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark. So God first sends a sealing angel, finding those that are seeking for mercy, those that are wanting to walk with Elohim in their day. He visits them, seals them, puts a mark on them. Then once the righteous are safely away, judgment falls without mercy. And look where it began.
Regarde là où cela a commencé.
And begin at my sanctuary.
Et ça commence dans mon sanctuaire.
Starts in the churches, friends.
Et ça commence dans l'église.
Judgment
dans les
églises. In this age.
Le jugement dans cet âge.
You saw it start with the churches.
Ça commence
spiritual death.
Avec les églises, les morts spirituelles.
Then it gets into society
et
and
cela
it goes on from
la société
there.
Et ça va continuer.
And who là. Does it start with in church?
Et qui commence avec?
Then they began at the ancient men. The people who knew better.
Les gens au ciel, les gens qui connaissaient
mieux. Because there's accountability for what you know.
C'est parce qu'il y a la responsabilité de ce que vous connaissez.
And if you elder in the
si
message,
vous êtes ancien dans le
you're
message,
just more accountable than someone who's young in the message.
Vous êtes plus responsable que celui qui est nouveau dans le
and
message.
And the Lord says, you go to those people that know more than
et
the others, that know better.
Ceux qui connaissent mieux
and are still watching television and are still involved with Hollywood. Are still doing these abominations.
Et faire toutes ces abominations.
No mercy.
Il n'y a pas de miséricorde.
Because they had greater opportunity.
Amen. C'est parce qu'ils ont une grande opportunité.
Let's pray.
Prions.
Father, we bring these scriptures up unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
May you help us, Lord. Father, let us look in the mirror of the word.
Yes, Lord.
Help us this day not to look to the left or to the right, to our neighbors or other people, but let us ask ourselves this day,
yes, Lord.
What think I of this Jesus called Christ?
Yes.
May you bless your people. Help us, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. So our thought is sealed or marked.
Notre pensée, c'est scellé ou être marqué.
So we saw on Friday.
Et nous avons vu vendredi.
When we started looking at the mark of the beast and the seal of God.
Et quand on a commencé à regarder à la marque de la bête, le sceau de Dieu.
We saw.
Nous avons vu
that God always sends mercy first.
Dieu a toujours envoyé la miséricorde
before he sends judgment.
Avant d'envoyer le jugement.
The Bible says God delights in mercy.
La Bible dit que Dieu se réjouit dans la miséricorde.
He delights in mercy.
Il se réjouit dans la miséricorde.
It never says that he delights in judgment.
Il n'a pas dit qu'il se réjouit dans le jugement.
Because God is not willing that any should perish.
Parce que Dieu ne veut pas que quelqu'un puisse périr.
And God will never judge the righteous with the wicked. That's what he said.
Dieu ne va pas juger le juste avec le méchant.
So before judgment can go forth,
avant que le jugement puisse aller de l'avant,
there's going to be mercy first that's extended to the people.
D'abord, la miséricorde qui doit être projetée aux gens.
And we saw on Friday,
nous avons vu vendredi,
that if something is such an important topic,
si
like the mark of the beast,
un sujet important comme la marque de la bête,
no, the prophet says it.
Et le prophète a dit,
he says even in the natural,
même dans le naturel,
people put traffic lights.
Les gens meurent les gens mettent les contrôles de trafic.
Warning signs.
Et ils avertissent les gens.
To try to keep mortal people from danger.
Essayant de garder les gens mortels du danger.
So how much more is God?
Et combien Dieu?
If the mark of the beast is coming into the earth as it is now to be enforced in our age.
Sur la terre comme cela.
If God's judgments are already in the earth
si
as they've already started in our age,
sur la terre comme cela a déjà commencé,
God
Dieu
will not leave people unaware.
Ne va pas laisser les gens sans
God will
les
make sure there's plenty of red lights.
Il va être sûr qu'il y a beaucoup de lignes.
You've got to run the red light before you have the smash.
Courir la ligne rouge avant que puissiez frapper.
And we saw it on Friday with Cain.
Et nous l'avons vu vendredi avec Caïn.
The first recorded instance of God marking somebody.
Donc, la première instance de Dieu qui a été enregistrée.
Was Cain.
De Dieu a marqué.
But before God marked Cain.
Avant que Dieu puisse marquer.
Before Cain was banished from the presence of God.
Avant que Caïn soit chassé de la présence de Dieu.
Before Cain went out and became a fugitive and a vagabond.
Avant qu'il puisse devenir fugitif et un vagabond.
God first gave him an opportunity.
Dieu premièrement lui a donné une opportunité.
Because Cain came to worship.
C'est parce qu'il était venu pour adorer.
Because the mark of the beast is a spiritual
mark. La marque de la bête, c'est une marque spirituelle.
He first came to worship.
Premièrement, il vient pour adorer.
Cain made his altar.
Et Caïn a fait son
altar. Abel made his altar.
Abel aussi a fait son altar.
And they both offered to the Lord.
Et tous les deux, ils ont fait des offrandes.
But one of the offerings had divine revelation.
L'offrande a eu la révélation divine.
Because in things of worship.
C'est parce que dans les choses d'adoration,
sincerity isn't enough.
La sincérité n'est pas assez.
You've got to worship by revelation.
Adorer par la révélation.
Because without faith,
c'est parce que sans la
it's
foi,
impossible to please God.
Amen. C'est impossible de plaire à Dieu.
And Cain came with an offering that had no revelation in it.
Caïn est venu avec une offrande qui n'avait pas de révélation.
But Abel had a revelation.
Mais Abel avait la révélation.
The revelation of the lamb.
La révélation de l'agneau.
The revelation of the bloody lamb.
La révélation de l'agneau sanglant.
The revelation of sacrifice. The revelation that an innocent one
la révélation de l'innocent
will have to die for the guilt
qui devrait
of the
mourir
wicked.
Pour les coupables, le méchant.
And Abel came.
Et Abel venu,
having caught a heavenly vision.
Et il a eu la vision céleste.
He saw.
Et il a
what
vu
God had in his mind
que Dieu avait dans
from
ses
before the foundation of the world
avant la fondation du monde,
that the lamb was slain from
que
before the foundation
a été immolé avant la fondation du
and
monde,
Abel came
et Abel
and
venu,
his worship
et son adoration
reflected the heavenly pattern
a reflecté le modèle céleste.
And therefore God looked down
Dieu a regardé
at
en bas
the worship of Abel
à l'adoration d'Abel,
and the fire came
le feu de son
consumed his sacrifice.
Et a consumé son sacrifice.
God had respect, the Bible
Dieu
says.
A eu du respect
to Abel and his sacrifice.
Abel et son offrande.
Because if you're living a sinful life,
parce que si vous menez une vie de péché,
if God can't respect you,
si Dieu ne peut pas te respecter,
he can't respect your offering either.
Il ne peut pas aussi respecter
you live offrande. A sinful life and come to church,
si tu mènes une vie de péché,
God vous doesn't respect what you're doing.
Amen. Dieu ne
God doesn't respect your offering
Dieu ne respecte pas
unless he first respects you.
Néanmoins qu'il te respecte d'abord.
And that was what Abel was.
C'est ce que Abel était.
His life,
et sa vie,
his private life,
et sa vie privée,
coordinated with his offering.
A été en ordre avec son offrande.
It wasn't a Sunday religion.
Ce n'était pas une religion de dimanche.
He didn't put on his religion like a garment.
Il n'a pas mis sa religion comme un vêtement.
Have one face for the believers.
Et il y a une face pour les croyants.
And then out to the world. Off with the religious jacket, on with the worldly jacket, and presenting another face to the world. That's hypocrisy, friends.
Amen.
God hates hypocrisy. Rather be hot or cold, don't be in the middle. God doesn't want lukewarm people. He says, I'll spew out of my mouth. God doesn't want that kind of worship. Rather go and love the world with all your heart. Finish up your measure of sin. And then when you're tired of the world and you find out what we found long time ago, that it's a mirage. It's a fake. It doesn't satisfy. It's an elusive dream. And once you've finished everything up, come back and come and worship God.
Amen.
But don't come here and play with the world. Because God will spew you out, my friend. Not us, but God. Because God doesn't like that. God has always been a separator. But Cain, when he came with his offering, he offered according to his tradition. God hates tradition. If tradition doesn't line up with God's revelation, God doesn't want worship according to tradition. He doesn't want people to burn candles, to pray to the Virgin Mary. That's an abomination in the eyes of God. That's traditions of man. And concerning worship, anything to do with worship, if it's touched by man, it's contaminated. It's defiled. Let it be pure. Worship by faith. Worship God's provided way. And God will bless you. And the fire will fall on your sacrifice. And you'll never lack for power in your spiritual walk. Because God will have respect. But Cain, the Bible says God had no respect for his offering. Now friends, there's many altars today through the nation. Many offerings been made today. But we want to offer something to whom he might have a respect. We want heaven to respond to our worship. If you find in your soul there's no divine life, there's no quickening power, there's no revelation anymore, you've lost the divine vision. God is not guilty. Get your own ideas out of the way. Come and offer an acceptable offering. Humble yourself before the Lord. Follow the leadership of His Spirit. Offer according to divine revelation. And you'll never lack spiritual vision in your life. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. So it's not sincerity that gets you accepted by God. Although sincerity is a good thing. Because you can be sincerely wrong. Those people blowing themselves up in the name of Islam, they're sincere, but they're wrong. They promised 70 virgins, whatever it is. What a deceit that it is. What a cruel deceit of the devil. Because when they blow themselves up, murdering innocent people, they go down to the regions of the lost. Because no murderer shall enter the kingdom of heaven. See, they were sincere. There's a way that seems right to a man, the Bible says. But the end thereof are the ways of death. You say, but I'm following my heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. What you need is a new heart through a new birth. I will give them a new heart and a new spirit, and I'll put my spirit in them. That's when you can walk with God in your day. That's what the new birth does to you. So we saw that Cain, he saw. He was an eyewitness of vindicated truth. Abel's offering was vindicated truth.
Confirmé.
Abel lived a revelation.
Abel a vécu la révélation.
And God vindicated that revelation.
Dieu a confirmé cette révélation.
Just as much as in this age,
de la même façon
God has sent a message,
Amen.
Which Dieu is vindicated revelation.
Amen.
Vindicated revelation.
Une révélation confirmée.
But Cain,
because
he had his own agenda,
il avait sa propre, son propre
and because he had an unregenerate heart,
il avait un cœur qui n'était pas né de nouveau,
and because his desire
parce que ce désir
was not to walk with Elohim,
pas de marcher avec Elohim,
but he was the kind of Christian,
mais c'est un genre de Christian
who came to worship
et qui vient adorer
to see what he could get from God. Well, that day he didn't get anything
il n'avait rien
except for a rebuke.
C'est seulement un réprimand.
Because God is still in
c'est
the business of rebuking.
Dieu continue toujours à réprimander les gens.
As many as I love,
et beaucoup que
I rebuke and I chasten.
Que je réprimande.
Be zealous therefore and repent.
Soyez donc zélé et repentez-vous.
And Cain.
Et Caïn,
instead of looking at this vindicated truth, this offering his brothers made that has been accepted by Jehovah, instead of humbling himself
and
coming to Abel,
venir à Abel
and saying, pray for me.
Prie pour moi,
I can't live up to these things.
Pas vivre, vivre
show me the way.
Le chemin.
Teach me
Rassigne
the ways of the Lord.
La façon,
la instead he got angry.
Et il s'est fâché.
Imagine, he got angry. Friends, you see it many times.
Vous voyez plusieurs fois
you
ça.
Preach the truth
vous prêchez la
and
vérité.
Someone in their heart
dans
will
son
be answering you back.
Et il va te répondre
friends, your thoughts
tes pensées
speak louder in heaven
plus haut au ciel
than your words on earth.
Tes paroles
God
sur la
looks
terre.
On the heart.
Amen.
And if you find you're resisting
parfum,
God's word,
si vous voyez que vous résistez la parole de Dieu,
you're on thin ice.
Vous êtes,
you're in a dangerous position.
Dans une position dangereuse.
I would cry out for mercy
crier pour la
and say, Jehovah, have mercy on me.
Jehovah, ait pitié
for
de
who
moi,
can resist
et qui peut résister,
the Almighty?
Le Dieu tout-puissant,
who can contend with
et
him?
Qui peut combattre avec lui.
But the great mistake we make as well
le grand erreur que
is God has chosen
Dieu a choisi
through the foolishness of preaching
folie de la prédication
to save people.
Pour sauver les
God
gens.
Has chosen to use people.
Dieu a choisi d'utiliser le gens.
Taken man in partnership
les
with himself.
À partenariat que Dieu a pris.
God does nothing outside
et
of
Dieu
man.
Dieu ne fait rien sans l'homme.
So people look at the vessel
et
that's preaching.
Au vase qui
and
prêche,
when they resist the word, they think
parole,
they're resisting the person.
Qu'il
but
la
God
personne,
says they haven't rejected you, Samuel. They've rejected me.
Vous, Samuel, ils m'ont rejeté
Jesus
moi.
Said, He who receives
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Receives me.
Et c'est lui qui
and
reçoit,
he who receives
reçoit
me
aussi, et c'est lui qui me
receives
reçoit,
him that sent me.
Il reçoit aussi celui
as long as you're speaking the word,
parole,
we're all judged by the same word.
Tous jugés par la
we
même
all
parole.
Have to live up to the
parfum,
same standard of truth.
Tous vivre par le même standard
but God has chosen in his wisdom
Dieu a choisi dans sa
that one person has to stand in front of the rest and shout for a couple of hours each week. And that's God's method.
Amen. Amen.
Of bringing
ça, c'est le
spiritual
de
food and juice into his people.
Spirituel, le temps convenable à son
so we have to humble ourselves.
Et nous devons nous humilier,
lay aside our own understanding.
Mettre à côté notre propre
lay aside our own way of seeing things.
Mettre à côté notre propre
which Cain couldn't do. But God still had mercy on him. It says, and the Lord said to Cain, the Logos himself, Jehovah came down and spoke to Cain and said, Cain, why are you angry? If you do well, you will be accepted. So not only did he see vindicated truth, but God himself spoke to Cain. He stood in the presence of the
Shekinah.
God spoke to him.
Dieu lui a parlé.
And he still hardened his heart.
Son cœur était toujours
endurci. He murdered his brother.
Il a tué son frère.
He murdered the vessel.
Il a tué le vase.
What had Abel done wrong?
Qu'est-ce qu'Abel a fait de
Abel
mauvais?
Was just living his faith.
Abel était juste en train de vivre
he was
sa
just
foi.
Living his vindicated
il était en train
truth.
De vivre sa vérité confirmée.
But Cain murdered the vessel.
Amen. Et Caïn a tué le
but what he was really reflecting wasn't his hatred to Abel. It was his rebellion. Because he was of the wicked one, the Bible says. He was like his father, the devil. Who was a murderer from the beginning, the Bible says. He started playing out another vision now. And then when he rejected divine truth, vindicated truth, presented before him in the life of
Abel
through the fire that consumed the sacrifice and then through the direct preaching of the word.
Directe prédication de la parole.
God marked him.
Et Dieu lui a marqué.
Went out of the presence of God.
Et il est allé hors de la présence.
And he started this Eden that we're living in now, Satan's Eden.
Dans lequel nous sommes en train de vivre. Parfum.
But that shows that before God marks a person for apostasy, before God rejects somebody
avant que quelqu'un puisse rejeter
and says you will never enter my presence again,
entrer ma présence.
God first gives them an opportunity. And in this age, if you think about it, if there's the mark of the beast to come to its full manifestation in this age, it means that people will have had to reject vindicated truth to a great extent in this age. Somebody asked Brother Branham.
I
said, Brother Branham, the foolish virgin in this age, why do they have to go into a tribulation period? Yet none of the other foolish virgins from the other six ages had to go into a tribulation. And Abraham said, because none of those ages had a vindicated message like this age.
Hallelujah. Amen.
None of them did. Luther's age was a good age. He was a mighty man of valor. But he never had the vindication of our
message.
Therefore, they never had to go into such a purging time. Such a fiery
tribulation
as the foolish virgin in this age. Because there's a greater level of accountability. So there's going to be two groups of people as we come to the end. Those who are sealed
et ceux qui sont scellés
by God
et par Dieu,
and those who are marked
et ceux qui sont marqués
by the beast.
Et par la bête.
It's going to end up in these
et
two groups
doit se terminer avec ces deux groups
because it's harvest time.
Parce que c'est le temps de la moisson.
That which was sown
qui a été scellé
in a primitive form
dans la forme primitive,
in Genesis, the seed chapter of the Bible.
De Genèse, la, le chapitre de la
Babylon started in Genesis.
Babylone a commencé à Babylone.
The mark started in Genesis.
La marque a
the seed of God started in Genesis.
Amen. Le sceau de Dieu a commencé.
Abraham was circumcised, all the different things. Abraham had his name changed.
Et y a eu le changement de corps.
That was the seed chapter.
Ça, c'était le chapitre de
now it's manifesting time.
Maintenant, c'est le temps de la manifestation.
We've come to maturity.
Nous sommes arrivés à la maturité.
What Nimrod started in a primitive form.
Amen. Dans une forme primitive,
in Babel,
à Babel,
in Genesis 11,
dans Genèse 11,
this whole world
monde tout entier,
becomes Babylon in this day.
Le Babylon
and the judgment of Babylon in the book of Revelation.
De Babylon dans
Babylonian
le
religion.
La religion babylonienne,
the great system, the
Amen,
commercial system
Amen,
of Babylon.
Un système commercial babylonien,
and Babylon will be destroyed in this
Babylon
age.
Sera détruit,
but what was seed time then
ce qui a été la semence
has come to harvest in this
cela
day.
Doit arriver à la moisson.
So those that are sealed
ceux qui sont scellés,
and those that are marked.
Et ceux qui sont marqués.
But we saw on Friday
mais nous avons vu vendredi,
there's another group of people
qui a un autre groupe
called
de gens,
the foolish virgin
et qui est appelée la vierge folle,
and they get caught in the middle.
Et ils sont attrapés au milieu.
They're in no man's land.
Il appartient à aucun homme.
That's a dangerous place
et
to be.
Ça, la place la plus dangereuse
is to be in no man's land.
C'est d'être dans un pays qui n'appartient
because
à aucun
they weren't sealed
et c'est parce qu'ils n'étaient pas scellés
to go into the wedding feast.
Aller dans le souper du mariage.
But they don't want the mark of the beast.
Ils ne veulent pas la marque de la bête.
So they go in a tribulation.
Ils vont aller à travers la période.
And they have to die.
Et ça, c'est pour mourir.
They have to shed their blood.
Et ils doivent verser
because
leur sang.
They've rejected the fullness of the blood.
Rejeté la plénitude du sang.
The bleeding word.
La parole saignante.
They have to shed their own blood.
Ils devraient verser leur propre sang.
And they come up at the white throne.
Ils reviennent au trône.
Given white robes.
Et on lui donne des robes blanches.
But is that group of people
de gens
that they don't qualify for the first resurrection.
Pour la première résurrection.
And let's just put this one.
Et
there's the 10 virgins.
Et voici le 10 virgins.
There's the wise.
Et voici la sage.
They've got the oil.
Et y a l'huile.
They're walking in the light.
Ils marchent dans la lumière.
And then here's the foolish.
Et voici la vierge forte.
And they seem to be the same.
Et ils semblent être la même.
They were all virgins.
Et ils étaient tous de vierges.
Right until the end.
Directement jusqu'à la fin.
They can sit together.
Ils pouvaient se mettre ensemble.
Jesus said,
Jésus dit,
there'll be two in a field.
Il y aura deux dans le champ.
One will Alleluia. Be taken and one will
Amen.
Be
left. Un sera ôté et l'autre
two
va
in a bed.
Et deux dans le même lit.
One will be taken, the other
un
will be
sera
left.
Pris et l'autre va rester.
But look what made the difference.
Regarde ce que c'est la,
here's the wise virgin.
Voici la vierge sage.
Here's the foolish virgin.
Voici la vierge folle.
That's what made the difference.
C'est ce qui fait la différence.
These were the pillar of fire people.
Et ce sont les gens qui ont la colonne de feu.
These were the people that were walking
les gens qui sont
under the pillar of fire in the age.
Sous la colonne de feu dans l'ère âge.
Not just religion.
Ce n'est pas juste la religion.
They were walking with Christ
ils
in their age.
De marcher avec Christ dans l'ère
not
âge.
The Christ
Amen.
Of Luther's
Christ
age.
De l'âge de Luther.
Christ revealed himself
et
in Luther's
Christ
age.
Qui s'est révélé dans l'âge de Luther.
But the revelations
mais
moved
la
on since then.
S'est déplacée à
the pillar of fire.
Et la colonne
has taken people further since then.
Les gens un peu plus loin.
Not the Christ,
et ce n'est pas le Christ
that Wesley walked with.
Wesley a marché avec.
That revelation.
Amen.
God's brought more revelation than that.
Amené plus de revelation.
Not just the Pentecostal revelation.
Juste la révélation pentecôtiste.
But Christ in your age.
Christ dans votre âge.
Christ
même.
Coming in this age.
Christ qui vient en
to bring the scriptures pertaining to this age,
appartiennent à cet âge,
to manifestation.
À la manifestation.
And you and I,
et vous et moi,
as a pillar of fire people,
les gens de la colonne
walking
et tu es en train
with
de
the
marcher,
oil,
avec l'huile,
the spirit,
l'esprit,
the quickened word,
la parole vivante,
Christ himself,
et Christ lui-même,
walking with Elohim.
Amen.
Marcher
avec
we
lui,
walk by faith.
Nous marchons par la
the
foi,
path of the just, the Bible
le
says,
sentier de juste, la Bible
grows brighter and brighter.
De juste sont, devient de plus en plus clair,
unto the perfect day.
Jusqu'au jour de la perfection.
So we don't have a perfect revelation yet.
Accord, oui, la révélation parfaite
God has stored up the fullness.
A amagasiné la nourriture.
But our understanding,
notre compréhension,
our personal
notre
revelation, it's got to be increasing,
ça
friends.
Doit s'augmenter.
We've got to be progressing.
Nous devons progresser.
We've got to walk with God.
Nous devons marcher avec
and
Dieu.
To walk with God
et marcher avec
is
Dieu.
A progressive revelation.
C'est une révélation progressive.
Enoch walked with God.
Enoch a marché avec
he
Dieu.
Didn't just look back 5 years there
regarder cinq ans arrière,
and say, I walked with God then.
Dit, j'ai marché avec Dieu là-bas.
No.
Hallelujah.
What about now?
Amen.
Christ wants to walk with you now.
Christ veut marcher avec vous maintenant.
But how can two walk
et
together
deux peut marcher ensemble
unless they be agreed?
Et à moins qu'ils soient d'accord.
Where is the problem?
Où est le problème?
We have our agendas.
Nous avons notre propre
our agenda. Ambitions.
Nous avons notre propre ambition.
Our own wills.
Nous avons notre propre
the way volonté. We want to live
la
our life.
Dont nous voulons mener notre
the way
vie.
We want to spend la our time.
Dont nous voulons gaspiller notre
the
temps.
Things we want to
les
listen to.
Nous voulons écouter.
The things we want to read and we want to watch.
Lire et que nous voulons regarder.
And if those are not compatible
si
with Christ,
ne sont pas compatibles avec Christ,
he's not going to walk with you.
Amen. Il va pas marcher avec
he's
toi.
Not going to walk with you.
Il va pas marcher avec
you've
toi.
Got it. The Bible
vous
says,
devez le faire
let la him that calleth on the name of the Lord depart from all iniquity.
Amen. Se séparer de toute iniquité.
Because God's word
parce que la parole
calls for
de Dieu
a total separation
une séparation totale
from unbelief.
Et de l'incrédulité.
Right from Eden.
Directement
God has been dedans. Separating light
Dieu
from darkness.
En train de séparer la lumière du tenant.
But get yourself caught in the middle. The world doesn't understand you. God doesn't
Dieu
bless
ne te
you.
Bénit pas.
That's a difficult life to live. Rather throw your whole lot in with Christ.
Tout est que tu as à Christ.
If you're going to worship him,
si
friends,
vous devez lui adorer, amis,
do it with all your heart.
Yeah, il faut le faire avec tout votre
otherwise,
cœur.
Don't bother doing
autrement,
it.
Ne faut pas s'inquiéter à le faire. parfum.
You're not going to do it with all your heart.
Si tu dois le faire,
your flesh is going to hold you back.
Votre chair va te retenir.
Yes, you're going to make mistakes.
Bien sûr, vous allez commettre des
erreurs. That's why there's a perfect provision of blood.
Il y a une provision parfaite du sang.
And it says if we walk in the light,
si nous marchons dans la lumière,
as he is in the light,
lui, il est la lumière,
we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ washes us from our sin. So if you're walking in the light,
si
God's lumière, continually washing you from your sin. As you acknowledge your sin.
Et comme vous reconnaissez vos péchés.
As the light shines on the darkness in your life.
Dans le ténèbre,
don't resist the light.
Ne faut pas résister la
don't
lumière.
Hold on to the darkness.
Ne faut pas tenir au ténèbre.
When the light shines in the darkness,
la lumière, lui, dans le ténèbre,
Jesus said, walk in the light
dans
that
la lumière,
you may become the children of the light.
Devenir les enfants de la lumière.
You'll be washed in the
vous
waters
êtes
of the word.
Lavé par les eaux de la parole.
Washed in the bleeding word.
Vous êtes levé par la parole saignante.
And that's actually how we are
ça,
sealed
c'est
as well.
Comme ça que vous êtes scellés aussi.
The prophet says we are sealed
dit que nous sommes scellés
by the word.
Par la parole.
Because the Spirit and the Word are one.
Et la parole sont un.
So to be sealed with the seal of God,
scellé par l'Esprit de Dieu,
if you don't have the Word for your age,
pas la parole pour votre
you can't
âge,
be sealed in your age.
Peux pas être scellé dans votre
you can
âge.
Be marked in your age by the beast,
être marqué par la bête,
but you can't be sealed
amen, mais tu peux pas
outside
être scellé.
Of the Word for your age. You can't.
Parce que ça, ce n'est pas l'âge de la parole pour votre
because
âge.
It's got to be Christ in your age
doit y avoir Christ dans
who
votre
seals
âge.
You into the body of Christ.
Vous sceller dans le corps de Christ.
Now, this mark,
cette marque ici,
it's a spiritual mark.
C'est une marque spirituelle.
It's spiritual.
C'est spirituel.
It's not a physical mark
c'est
at all.
Pas marque physique.
Let's look at Ephesians 4.
Nous regardons dans Ephésiens chapitre 4.
We know that scripture has to answer scripture.
L'écriture doit répondre
so if we want to find out what is the mark or the
si
seal,
nous voulons trouver ce qui est la marque, le sceau,
there's nothing new under the sun.
Il n'y a rien de nouveau.
What is now has already been.
Ce qui est maintenant, cela a déjà été.
Ephesians 4, verse 30,
Ephésiens chapitre 4, verset
30, tells us about the seal.
Cela nous dit à propos de
the seal of God.
Le sceau de Dieu.
Let's start from 29.
Commençons au 29e
just
verset.
To show how it fits.
Pour vous montrer comment cela s'accorde.
Ephesians 4, 29.
Ephésiens chapitre 4, verset
29. Let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So the seal of God,
le sceau de Dieu,
is always the Holy Ghost.
C'est toujours le Saint-Esprit.
It's the wise virgin.
C'est la Vierge
the wise virgin are sealed.
La Vierge sage est scellée.
They have the oil.
Et ils ont l'huile.
They have the light.
Ils ont la lumière.
They have the manifestation,
ils ont la manifestation
in their life
dans leur vie.
Of what God has called them to.
Et c'est que Dieu les a appelés.
But there's another group.
Il y a un autre groupe,
the foolish virgin.
La Vierge forte,
they don't walk in that light.
Qui ne marche pas dans cette lumière.
And that's why they find themselves.
Et c'est pourquoi ils se trouvent
they're not qualified for the rapture.
Ils ne sont pas qualifiés pour
yet they're virgins.
Bien que le,
they're pure bien, people. Good people. Sincere.
Les gens sincères.
They're not living like the world.
Ils ne sont pas en train de vivre comme le monde.
But that's not sufficient.
Mais ce n'est pas assez.
Just to live a righteous life.
C'est juste de mener une vie de justice.
Several people.
Plusieurs
wrote to the prophet,
ils ont écrit au prophète,
and you'll see some of the letters you get them
et
on the internet.
Voir certaines,
and
certaines
asked the prophet and said,
ils ont posé une question
Brother Branham,
prophète, dit,
how can we know
et comment on peut
we're in the bride
et que nous sommes dans l'épouse,
in our age.
Dans notre age?
And each time he wrote the same.
Et chacun d'entre,
he
chaque
says,
fois, ils
just
la
make sure
et toi, vous devez vous
that you are a part of the word for your day.
Vous faites part de la parole pour votre
not that you associate with the word, that's not enough.
Associez, ce n'est
not
pas
that you sympathize with the word for your day.
Avec la
but you make sure you are part
amen.
Of the word for your day.
Vous faites partie de la parole
because the bride in each age is manifesting the
âge,
word for each age.
La parole pour chaque âge.
So you make sure in your life
vous
that you are manifesting in simplicity.
Dans la simplicité.
But in reality,
dans la réalité,
the word for your age.
La parole dans votre âge.
But if you come to church,
si vous venez à l'église,
you're numbered among the believers.
Vous comptez parmi les croyants,
but in your heart,
mais dans votre
you have
cœur,
no oneness with the body.
Vous n'avez pas l'unité avec le cœur,
you have
le
no
corps,
fellowship with Christ.
Vous n'avez pas la communion avec
you have no desire to read his word.
Pas la, le désir de lire sa
no
parole,
desire to be in his presence.
Pas le désir d'être dans sa
though
présence,
you may be numbered among the believers,
bien que tu peux être compté parmi les
but
croyants,
I'd start to worry if I were you
je vais commencer à
because you're not
si
living a life that reflects that you're part of the word for your age. And the body of Christ is the word for the age. And you've got to be in the body. Baptized in the body. By the Spirit. To bring forth in your age. And that's why when you say the seal of God, it's the Spirit of Christ. It's the Holy Ghost.
C'est le Saint-Esprit.
Therefore, the mark,
et alors, la
marque, if the seal is a spiritual seal,
si le sceau est un sceau spirituel,
the mark will be a spiritual mark.
La marque aussi doit être spirituelle.
It wouldn't make sense otherwise.
Cela ne fera pas de sens.
Let's look in Exodus chapter 13.
Regardons dans Exode du chapitre 13.
Now we bring it down to the word.
Nous remettons cela à la parole.
For your age.
Pour votre âge.
Look what the Lord says in Exodus 13, verse 9.
Regardez dans Exode 13, verset 9.
This is now, imagine the setting.
Maintenant, c'est l'établissement.
It's an Exodus time.
C'est le temps de l'Exode.
Israel is coming out of Egypt.
Israël est sorti d'Égypte.
A type of our day.
Le type de notre jour.
An Exodus.
Et comme Exode.
In a rapture.
À l'enlèvement.
A prophet has been sent.
Un prophète a été envoyé.
To Israel.
À Israël.
Moses.
Moïse.
Vindicated by the pillar of fire.
A été confirmé par la colonne de feu.
A burning bush.
Un buisson ardent.
God has spoken to his prophet.
Dieu a parlé à son prophète.
He's brought them a word.
Et il les a amené une parole.
Thus saith the Lord.
Ainsi dit le Seigneur.
For that age.
Pour l'âge là.
And he gives them that message, Moses.
Il les a donné un message, Moïse.
And look what the Lord says about that message.
Ce que le Seigneur dit à propos
Exodus 13, verse 9.
Exode 13, verset 9.
He says, and it shall be for a sign upon thee.
Ça sera pour toi un signe.
Upon thine hand.
Sur ta main.
And for a memorial between thine eyes.
Comme un mémorial entre tes yeux. Un souvenir entre tes yeux.
That the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For the strong hand that the Lord brought thee out of Egypt.
Parce que vous êtes sortis de la main puissante de l'Éternel.
So the Lord speaking of his law.
Oh, le Seigneur qui parle de
sa loi. He says, my word.
Il dit, ma parole.
Because God's word,
c'est parce que la parole de Dieu,
is spirit and truth.
C'est esprit et vérité.
He says, I've given you this word.
Je vous ai donné cette parole.
But you let this word dwell in you.
Vous permettez que cette parole puisse.
You let this word
vous permettez que
affect
cette parole
all that you do.
Puisse affecter.
Because the right hand always speaks of your action.
Amen. C'est parce que la main droite parle toujours de tes actions.
Your deeds.
Tes actes.
And what you think.
Et ce que tu penses.
Your intentions,
et tes intentions,
your mind,
et ta pensée,
what you believe,
et ce que vous croyez,
that's in your forehead.
Et ça, c'est dans votre
that's fort. The spiritual mark in someone's forehead.
La marque
the spiritual mark in somebody's hand.
Et la marque spirituelle dans la main de
it's quelqu'un. What you support
c'est ce que vous supportez,
with your strength
avec ta force,
and what you believe
et ce que vous croyez,
with your mind.
Avec ta pensée.
Look in verse 16.
Regardez dans verset 16.
Again, he's speaking of the law.
Il parle de la loi aussi.
It says, and it shall be for a token upon thine hand. And for frontlets between thine eyes. For by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt. So God is always saying that about his law.
Dieu a toujours dit à propos de sa loi.
He says, this law,
cette loi,
let it govern your behavior.
Puisse gouverner votre
let
croyant,
it govern your thoughts,
et que cela puisse
your faith,
pensées, ta foi,
what you believe.
Et ce que vous croyez.
So imagine a mark of the beast.
Vous imaginez que la marque de la bête,
imagine this Eden that Satan has made.
Dans cet Eden que Satan
this corrupt world we're now living in. This world of insanity that we're living in.
Est dans l'insanité.
Imagine you surrender yourself
vous imaginez, vous
to that atmosphere of this age.
De cet âge ici.
It's going to mark you.
Et ça va te marquer.
It's going to mark you, my friend.
Amen.
It's going to mark you in your thoughts.
Et ça va te marquer dans tes pensées.
That what was evil 50 years ago,
mauvais, 50 ans passé,
you're going to start thinking there's nothing wrong with that.
À penser qu'il n'a rien de mauvais avec cela.
That shows you've been marked.
Et cela montre que vous êtes
that
marqué.
Shows you've accepted something.
Et cela montre que vous avez accepté quelque chose.
And between your eyes and your forehead,
entre tes yeux et ton front,
you're agreeing with the beast.
Vous êtes d'accord avec la bête.
You're agreeing with his system.
Amen. Vous êtes d'accord avec
you're not sighing and groaning
vous n'êtes pas en train de
and weeping
en train de pleurer
because of the abominations that are done.
De l'abomination qui est en train de se
but
faire.
You are a member of the system.
Vous êtes membre de ce système.
And you're supporting it with your right hand.
Vous supportez cela avec votre main droite.
You're buying the CDs.
Vous allez acheter le CD.
Buying the DVD.
Vous allez acheter le DVD.
Buying the books.
Acheter le livre.
Of the beast.
De la
system
bête,
of this day.
System
Satan's
de ce monde. Amen.
Corruption,
Satan, la corruption,
immorality, profanity,
amen, la profanité.
But you agree with it.
Mais vous êtes d'accord avec.
It shows where you're marked.
Amen. Amen. Cela montre là où
if you were sealed
si vous étiez scellé
by his word in this age, you'd be sighing and groaning, amen, crying.
Vous allez gémir et
you'd be saying, this is an abomination.
Et que ça, c'est une abomination.
How can man do this amen with man and woman do this with woman?
L'homme peut faire ceci avec l'homme, la femme,
how can they sing these kind of things?
Chanter ces genres de
how choses? Can they put this in the newspaper?
Comment il peut mettre ceci dans les journaux?
But if you've been conditioned
si vous êtes conditionné
by Satan's Eden,
par les dés de Satan,
as it comes to a climax at the end,
arrive à ce sommet à la fin,
you just feel at home.
Et vous allez vous sentir à la maison.
You don't see anything wrong.
Amen. Vous n'allez rien dire de mauvais.
Can you see what it comes
vous
in
pouvez by voir ce que cela vient.
And what is it?
Et qu'est-ce que cela
set us free.
Et cela nous rend libres.
Was the power of divine revelation.
Et c'est la puissance de la révélation divine.
God's grace to us.
La grâce de Dieu
he came to us.
Il est venu
he revealed nous himself
il
to
s'est
us.
Révélé lui-même à nous.
We surrendered ourselves
nous
to him.
Nous sommes abandonnés à lui.
Through his word.
À travers sa parole.
His spirit then came.
À travers son esprit qui est venu.
Sealed us into his kingdom.
Il nous a scellés pour son royaume.
The flesh.
La chair
can be tempted,
peut être tenté,
but we'll never.
Amen.
Once someone is born again,
une fois que quelqu'un
you will never agree in here
être
with those things that are out there.
Ces choses qui sont dehors,
you'll
là.
Never.
Amen.
You'll
amen
never agree with the immorality of this day.
Avec l'immoralité de ces jours.
You'll never support
parfait
those things.
Amen.
Taking your money in your right hand,
et prendre ton
going to those concerts,
et aller, aller dans ces concerts
where they sing all the filth,
là où ils chantent toutes les mauvaises choses,
the sex,
et le sexe,
the profanity,
et la profanité,
yet the Bible says,
et que la Bible
let
dit,
no evil communication come out of your mouth.
Communication mauvaise de votre
and as you'll grieve the Spirit of God.
Amen. Autrement, vous
reading
allez de Dieu, lire
things are immoral.
Les choses qui sont immorales.
What does it do?
Et qu'est-ce que cela
that
fait?
Affects you here.
Amen. Amen. Cela t'affecte.
And you fall first in your mind.
Et vous tombez premièrement dans tes pensées.
And the spirit of lust, that anointing gets on you.
Et la convoitise vient sur vous.
But you accept it first in your mind.
Vous avez accepté d'abord dans tes pensées.
And then an act of will.
Et l'acte de
you submit yourself to it.
Vous te soumettez.
Then the physical act takes place
et
afterwards.
Alors, l'acte physique prend place.
Because Jesus said, if you look upon a woman
si vous regardez à une femme,
with the lust in your heart, you've already committed adultery.
Vous avez déjà commis l'adultère.
So even now people are already marked by the beast. The enforcing comes. The physical aspect comes in the tribulation. But if you give yourself in to the kingdom of the beast now, as he's brought things up, friends, be careful. You're treading in a place that you can get yourself in trouble with God. Because God said, my spirit will not always strive with man. Your time of visitation, it has a beginning point and an ending point.
Where
God will deal faithfully with your soul. And if you're not willing at that time to submit yourself to the divine order of God's word, to give give Christ the headship in your life.
Donner Christ la direction de votre vie.
Your chance passes you by.
Votre chance était passée.
You'll still be religious.
Vous serez toujours continuer.
You'll still know how to say this and that.
Vous continuerez à dire ceci et cela.
But you knew not, as Jesus said,
pas, dit,
the time of your visitation.
Le temps de votre visitation.
And Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
Jésus a pleuré sur Jérusalem.
Because they were going to get destroyed.
Et dit, vous serez détruits.
Because they knew not the time of their visitation.
Pas reconnu le temps de leur
God would want to seal them in.
Dieu voulait les sceller.
But they wanted to play around with their formal traditional religions and so forth. They rejected the Son of Man himself. God gave them over. 40 years later, Titus came, the Romans destroyed their city, slew the man, woman, child without mercy.
Sans pitié.
But God gave them a choice first.
Dieu les a donné un choix.
Look what he says in Deuteronomy 11.
Regarde ce qu'il dit dans Deutéronome chapitre 11.
Deuteronomy 11, just to show this one here.
Chapitre 11 pour montrer
that it's always a spiritual mark.
Et ça a toujours été une marque
spirituelle. In your hand or in your forehead.
Et dans votre front.
It shows
et votre
what
main.
You believe.
Cela montre ce que vous croyez.
And what you support. What you do, that's always the forehead and the hand. Deuteronomy 11, verse 18. Again, the Lord speaking about his words. And this was the message of the hour, Moses' message.
Ça, c'était le message de
Moses' message was to seal the people.
Le message de Moïse était de sceller les gens.
But out of all the people,
mais hors de tous ces gens,
none of them wanted to be sealed, but Joshua and Caleb.
Qui voulaient être scellés, c'était Josué et Caleb.
And most of them never got to the inheritance.
Plusieurs d'entre eux ne sont pas allés dans leur héritage.
Because they wanted to
keep
their own human spirit.
Amen. Ils voulaient garder leur propre esprit humain.
Deuteronomy 11, verse 18.
11,
the Lord says, therefore, shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes.
Amen.
It's always like that, friend.
Ça a toujours été comme ça.
It's not a tattoo.
Mais ce n'est pas les tattoos.
A microchip.
That
might have something to do with identification in the tribulation. How they will identify who is in the system and not. They might have those things. But that's not the mark.
Ça, ce n'est pas la marque.
The mark is a spiritual mark.
Amen. La marque, c'est spirituel.
It's always been a spiritual mark.
Et ça a toujours été
spirituel. Because the seal is a spiritual mark.
Parce que le sceau, c'est spirituel.
And you will either be sealed by one or marked by the other.
Être scellé par l'un ou l'autre.
And God gives mercy first.
Dieu donne la miséricorde.
Always before judgment.
Avant le jugement.
So he'll send a message your way.
Le message dans votre chemin.
To seal you in.
Pour te sceller à l'intérieur.
Under the token.
Et sous le signe.
If you're willing.
Et si vous voulez.
But if you resist,
et si vous résistez,
and you're not willing,
et si vous ne voulez
the
pas,
time of visitation passes you by,
la visitation va te passer
and
par
you're le marked sang. Out of the presence of God,
et vous serez marqué hors de la
and you'll never come back in,
et vous n'allez plus revenir.
Like when God closed the door in the days of Noah,
et comme Dieu a fermé les portes dans
and the people were out,
et les gens qui étaient
they
dehors,
had a chance to go in,
et qui n'avaient pas
but they never went in. Only Noah and his family went in.
And
Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be.
Amen. Comme cela a été au jour de Noé,
and then
ça sera la
the Bible
chose.
Says God closed the door.
Et la Bible dit, Dieu a fermé la
and
porte.
Then there were 7 days
et il y avait 7 jours
before the rain came.
Avant que la pluie puisse
but people tomber. Couldn't come out.
Mais les gens ne pouvaient
and people
plus
couldn't come in.
Sortir et
and that's a sign of the end, friends.
Ça, c'est le signe de la
that's
fin.
A sign of the end.
Ça, c'est le signe.
That's why the Bible says what, today.
C'est pourquoi la Bible
while it is called today,
et pendant qu'il appelle
if you hear his voice,
si vous attendez son
harden not your hearts.
Pas endurcir ton
don't resist his will.
Faut pas résister sa
don't resist his spirit.
Ne faut pas résister
you may be offended with me, that's fine.
Être offensé
don't
avec
be offended with him.
Mais ne faut pas être offensé avec lui.
Because it's his word, friends.
Amen.
It's his eternal words.
Amen. C'est la parole éternelle.
So you can only be sealed
et tu peux être seulement scellé
by the word.
Et par la parole.
That's what you want to be sealed
c'est
by.
Ce qu'il veut qu'il puisse être scellé.
Now the prophet says in the message,
le prophète dit dans le
what
message,
shall I do
et qu'en ferai-je
with Jesus called Christ?
Et que ferai-je de ce Jésus?
Friends, that's a powerful message.
Et c'est un message puissant.
In another place,
et dans notre
he
place,
titles it slightly differently.
Il a donné le titre un peu différent.
He says, what shall I do with this Jesus
et que
called Christ?
Avec ce Jésus entre mes mains?
Because you've got Jesus on your hands, friend.
Tu as Jésus à
I've got Jesus on my hands today.
Amen. Jésus dans mes
God's anointed word
et la parole
is Christ to the age.
C'est à
and when God presents you
Amen. Quand Dieu vous
with his anointed word,
avec sa parole
the
age,
message of the hour,
le message de
the next question is,
la question
what will shall we do with this Jesus
avec
called
ce
Christ?
Jésus qui est
this Jesus in our age.
Jésus dans notre
age. Jesus Christ the same
Amen.
Yesterday and forever.
Amen. Jésus le même hier
are we going to try to do like Pilate and
on va faire comme Pilate,
get a dish of water
et prendre un vase
and say, I'm not guilty of the blood of this innocent man.
Je ne suis plus coupable de cet
you
homme
can't
de
wash the blood of Christ. Off your hands with water.
Avec les eaux.
The only thing you can do is throw yourself at his feet
de vous jeter à l'autre
and say, Jesus, I've got your blood on my hands.
Je te sens à l'autre
please,
main.
Lord,
s'il vous
transfer
plaît,
this to my heart.
Amen. Transforme cela dans mon cœur.
By an act of will to bring a new birth.
L'acte de la volonté pour amener la
nouvelle we've got Jesus on our hands, friends.
Nous avons Jésus à nos mains.
What are we going to do with this Jesus
qu'est-ce
called
que vous
Christ?
Allez faire avec ce Jésus
are we going to just put him on the shelf
est-ce que vous allez le mettre sur le
and go and live a sinful life? When he pleads with us, there's an open door in this age to a body change.
Amen.
To a full inheritance in this age. And we turn our back on it.
Et nous tournons notre dos
because of our studies.
À cause de nos études,
our friendships.
À cause de nos amis,
because of human
à cause de nos humains,
things.
Et de pensées humaines.
The best thing to do
la meilleure des choses à
with
faire,
Jesus called Christ.
Avec ce Jésus qui est appelé Christ hein,
ask him.
Il faut le demander
to take the throne
et de prendre le trône
in your heart.
Et dans votre cœur.
But the secret is
le secret, hein,
you can't have two people on the throne.
Avoir deux personnes dans
you
le
can't be on the throne.
Amen.
And he
tu
takes the throne.
Dans les trônes, et lui
he's a gentleman.
Trônes.
He's going to wait for you to abdicate first. He's going to wait for you to willingly get off the throne of your life.
Du trône de votre vie.
And ask him. And Jesus keeps all his appointments.
Il garde tous ses
He'll rendez-vous. Never let anybody down.
Il n'a jamais dessus quelqu'un.
So in this message, what shall I do with Jesus called Christ?
Que ferai-je avec ce Jésus?
He says now, the Holy Spirit is the word.
Le Saint-Esprit, c'est la parole.
Because God is not three.
C'est parce que Dieu n'est pas trois.
He's the same God
il est le même
in
Dieu
three dispensations.
Dans trois dispensations.
God the Father
Dieu le Père,
over the law.
Avec toute la loi.
God the Son in grace.
Et Dieu le Fils dans la grâce.
God the Holy Ghost
Dieu le Saint-Esprit,
as people call it.
Et comme le Jean
the same God
le même Dieu
in the Holy Ghost dispensation.
Dans la dispensation, du
now listen. God the Father
Dieu le Père,
was the Word.
Il est la parole.
God the Son
Dieu le Fils,
was the Word.
Il était la parole,
made flesh.
Et qui a été fait
and
fait.
God the Holy Ghost is the
Dieu
Word.
Cet esprit, c'est la parole.
So how are you going to be sealed?
Et comment vous serez scellé?
If you're not under the message
si
of the hour.
Pas sous le message
because
de l'air.
God and his Word non. Cannot be separated.
Et bien, c'est parce que Dieu et sa parole ne peut pas se séparer.
That's why in Luther's age.
C'est pourquoi l'ange de Luther,
when God came as the Word.
Dieu est venu comme la parole,
Spirit and truth.
Et l'esprit et la
Jesus vérité. Said the words that I speak
je
unto
dis
you.
Dit que le parole que je parle,
they are spirit and they are life.
Esprit et vie.
So when God came
Dieu vient,
in the word of justification,
la parole de la justification
and you accepted that message,
vous acceptez ce message
you received the experience of justification.
Vous recevez l'expérience de la justification
and you were sealed away
et vous êtes scellé
into the body of Christ,
dans le corps de Christ
and you come up in the rapture
et vous allez venir à l'enlèvement.
Same in the age of Wesley,
même chose dans l'ère de Wesley.
Same
dans l'âge
as at the Pentecostal age,
la même chose dans l'âge pentecostiste.
But friends, we've moved on since then.
Nous sommes déplacés au-delà de
something's happened since then.
Amen.
The pillar of fire has returned since then.
La colonne de feu a retourné.
The token himself has come since then.
Le signe lui-même a descendu.
So those experiences in themselves,
elles-mêmes,
though they're good
bien qu'ils sont
and they're necessary,
bien qu'ils sont
they're insufficient
bien qu'elles sont
to be in the bride in this age.
Qu'il va être dans l'épouse dans cet âge, hein?
Luther, when God revealed to him,
quand Dieu lui a révélé,
the just shall live by faith,
le juste vivant par la
when the pillar of fire moved from Luther's age to Wesley,
de l'ange de Luther vers l'âge de Wesley,
he never took away justification from the Lutherans.
La justification de Luther.
The Lutherans today can still be justified. Under their message. But it's never going to overcome the conditions of this day. And the Lutherans being justified now, they're not meeting the requirement of this age to inherit the promises of this age. The same as Wesley, the same as Pentecost. The prophet says you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost every hour and still be lost. Because there's a token now.
C'est parce qu'il y a un signe.
There's a token now.
Il y a un signe maintenant.
God has sent a prophet.
Dieu a envoyé un prophète.
And a pillar of fire.
Et la colonne de feu.
And God has come and opened the seals
Dieu
of redemption.
Il a ouvert le sceau
and
de la
God mort. Has unveiled Christ in his
Dieu
word.
A dévoilé Christ dans sa
and
parole.
That's what you need to be sealed by.
C'est ce que vous devez être scellé par.
That, friends, is what you need to be sealed
nous
by.
Devons
we'll
être
see what the prophet says
nous
as we go.
Nous allons voir ce que le prophète dit pendant
so
que
the prophet says the Holy Ghost is the word.
Le prophète dit que le Saint-Esprit, c'est la parole.
The Holy Ghost seals you.
Le Saint-Esprit vous
therefore you sealed by the word. So if you never give preeminence to the word in your life, how is Jesus going to come to you? As the anointed word. That's what Jesus is to you and I. And he comes to us as the anointed word. And he says, I want to deal with this in your life. I want this preeminence in your life. My word says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. What are you going to do with this Jesus called Christ? If you want him to seal you in the body, full obedience to the word entitles you to the token. You've got to submit yourself to the word. You've got to say, I'm wrong. I don't have the power myself. But Jesus, I want you more than I want these things. And he says, when God can get your will to agree with his will,
d'accord avec sa
your volonté. Will will die.
Amen. Votre volonté va
but the
mourir.
Problem is there's this clash of wills.
We're
answering back the word all the time. I don't have to believe that. That's just your thoughts. Friends, it's not my thoughts.
Amen.
This is a vindicated message.
Amen. C'est un message.
This never came from a man.
Cela n'est pas venu d'un homme.
It came from the pillar of fire. So if you disagree with it,
si vous n'êtes pas
why don't you go and argue
ça,
with him for a while?
That's
the truth.
La
you think you're arguing with flesh and blood, but you're not.
De la chair
you're resisting
non.
The word.
Vous résistez la
and
parole.
The word is God.
Et la parole est un
the
Dieu.
Best is to submit yourself to
et
the word.
Soumettre à la parole.
Go and search it to see if it's
sonder,
so. If it's true,
et si cela est la vérité,
Jesus is on our hands.
Si Jésus est
what are we going to do
qu'est-ce que nous allons faire
with this Jesus,
avec ce Jésus
called Christ?
Et qui est appelé
we
Christ.
Can just ignore him.
Nous allons l'ignorer.
Like Simon the Pharisee did.
Simon le pharisien a
invited
fait.
Jesus in his home.
Et il a appelé Jésus dans sa
to maison. Make fun of him.
Amen. De se moquer de
never
lui.
Washed his feet.
Il a jamais lavé ses pieds.
Never gave him a kiss of welcome.
Il a pas donné un baiser
never de, anointed him with oil.
De bienvenue, il n'a pas oint avec l'huile.
Christ himself, the word.
Et Christ lui-même,
made flesh.
Et fait chair.
They just left him sitting in the corner.
Il l'a laissé se mettre là dans
they
le
never
coin.
Made him feel welcome.
Amen.
Therefore, they never received any benefit from that word.
Ici aucun bénéfice de cette parole, alors.
But there was one lady.
Mais il y avait une dame,
and she was very immoral.
Amen. Elle était trop immorale.
And she heard of the word.
Elle a entendu de la
and
parole.
She saw him sitting with dirty feet.
Elle est allée voir Jésus s'asseoir
and she broke pieds, through all the criticism.
Et il a amené tout le critique,
all of the opposition.
Toute l'opposition.
And she came in with tears of repentance.
Elle est venue avec le larme de la
in the presence of the person
dans
of eternal life, Christ.
La personne de la vie éternelle, Christ
the
Jésus.
Floodgates broke.
Et le parfum était
she
brisé.
Bathed his feet with her
elle a,
tears.
Elle a lavé ses pieds avec
she dried his feet with her hair.
Elle a séché ses pieds avec le chevet.
And she kissed his feet.
Elle a donné du bisou à
and the religious people were looking.
Le genre
and said, that's fanaticism.
Dit, ça, c'est du
how can someone be like that?
Comment quelqu'un peut être comme ça?
Jesus looked at her.
Et Jésus a regardé.
And he says, woman.
Et il a dit, femme.
Woman,
dit, femme,
your sins,
et péché,
though they are many,
bien qu'ils sont nombreux,
they are all forgiven
you. Ma,
because of the greatness of your love. Then he turned to Simon and said, Simon. It was a different story that the word said to Simon, wasn't it? Simon never got forgiveness for his sin. Because of his attitude towards the word in his age. It's going to be exactly the same with us. That's how, what shall we do with this Jesus called Christ? I want him to be at home in my home. But he can't be at home there. When the worldly entertainment is there. When there's immoral books, when there's worldly things that break his word, how can he feel at home in your home? You've got to make him feel welcome. And then you receive the blessings in your day of Christ. On the scene.
Qui est sur la scène.
So we're sealed by the word.
Nous sommes scellés par la parole.
I'm sure you desire to be sealed
je
by the word.
Que vous désirez être scellé.
Let's look at one more type here before we hit the main point and close.
Avant de pouvoir frapper le point.
Let's look at Exodus chapter 21. In Exodus 21 is the next time that we find people being marked in the Bible.
La prochaine fois que nous voyons les gens être marqués.
And the Old Testament physical markings.
Dans l'Ancien Testament,
the type of the New Testament spiritual markings.
C'est le type de marque spirituelle du Nouveau
Testament. Exodus 21, verse 5.
Exode 21, verset 5.
This is when you rejected the Jubilee trumpet.
Quand vous rejetez la trompette du Jubilé.
The account starts off. Let's look in verse 1, verse 2. It says 21, verse 2. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh, he shall go out free for nothing.
Il devait être sortir libre pour rien.
So a man
un homme
or a woman
et une femme
sells themselves as a slave
et qui s'est vendu ou qui lui-même est comme
to a master.
Et comme un esclave à un maître.
It's like us. We sold ourselves to the devil.
Vendu nous-mêmes au diable.
And he was our master.
Et il était notre maître.
And he was a cruel taskmaster.
Il était un maître cruel.
And we served him.
Et nous l'avons servi
for a season of time.
Pour une saison du temps.
But God says,
mais Dieu dit,
there can be an ending point.
Et il doit y avoir une fin.
When the Jubilee trumpet sounds,
quand la trompette de jubilée sonne,
it says,
et il dit,
when the Jubilee comes,
et quand le jubilée arrive,
verse 5,
verset 5,
but if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, I love Chris Brown, I love Hollywood, I love pornography, I love the sins of this age, I love Babylon, I don't want to be free from Babylon, I don't want to be free, if he shall plainly say, and friends, your action speaks louder than words.
Plus forte que tes paroles.
You can be free
tu peux être libre
from all of these things.
De
Christ
choses.
Died to
et
set us free.
Est mort pour nous rendre libres.
And in due season, he proclaims the Jubilee trumpet to you and I.
La trompette de jubilé
our day of visitation.
Notre jour de visitation.
He comes to preach the acceptable year.
Prêcher l'année acceptable.
But if you say no,
et il dit, vous dites non,
I love my master.
J'aime mon maître.
I know he whoops me quite a bit.
Je sais qu'il me fouette.
I know he doesn't speak well.
Il ne parlait pas assez bien.
But I love my master.
Mais j'aime mon maître de toute façon.
End of verse 5.
La fin du verset 5.
I will not go out free.
Je ne veux pas être libre.
That's an act of will. I will. I don't want to go free.
Pas libre. C'est l'acte de la volonté.
Verse 6.
Je sortirai pas libre.
Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He's judged himself already.
Le maître va lui amener devant les juges.
He's judged himself unworthy of liberty.
Il s'est jugé lui-même indigne de la liberté.
So take him to the judges.
Il l'amène cela aux juges.
And judgment begins in the house of God.
Le jugement commence dans la maison du Seigneur.
He shall bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost. God set before him an open door.
Dieu les a mis devant et une porte ouverte.
Of liberty. He doesn't want to go through the door.
Il veut pas aller à travers la porte.
He rather chooses to stay in the prison.
Il veut être toujours
under his master.
Sous son maître.
And his master shall bore his ear through with an awl. And he shall serve him forever.
Et son maître lui percera
l'oreille. It doesn't matter how many times the Jubilee trumpet sounded every 7 years from there. Once you, in your heart, made up the decision, I don't want to go free.
Je ne veux pas être libre.
I don't want this Jubilee trumpet.
Je ne veux pas cette trompette de jubilé.
The opportunity passed you by.
L'opportunité te passe par.
And even if afterwards, like Esau,
même après, même comme Esau,
you regretted
et vous allez
with tears
avec
that you despised your birthright. Because a Hebrew wasn't born to be a slave. This was despising your birthright. The Jubilee trumpet was coming to sound. What for? To say, go back to your inheritance. Go to the place Jehovah wanted you to be. But I don't want that.
Amen. Et je ne veux pas ceci.
And you say it plainly.
Et tu l'as dit pleinement.
You're going to say it once,
et vous allez
too
dire
many
fois,
times.
Deux, plusieurs fois.
And one of these times is going to be the last time.
L'un de ces jours, ça sera la dernière fois.
And you're going to be marked,
et vous serez marqué
in the ear.
Et ici,
because when you heard, you hardened your heart.
Vous endurcez votre cœur.
And then no matter how much the gospel is preached,
comment l'évangile est prêché,
you're not going to hear it no more.
Vous n'allez plus écouter cela.
There's no more opportunity.
Il n'y a plus d'opportunité.
It's just going to become words.
Et ça va devenir des paroles.
But God is not dealing with your soul anymore.
Dieu ne traite pas, ne va plus traiter avec ton âme.
Friends, it's a serious thing to think about.
C'est une chose sérieuse de penser.
But you see people,
vous voyez des gens,
God leads them to the truth.
Dieu les conduit à la vérité.
And you'll see God gives them a season.
Vous allez voir, Dieu les
and God is long suffering.
Et Dieu est miséricordieux.
And you'll see God dealing with somebody.
Dieu va traiter avec quelqu'un.
And then there comes the danger time.
Le temps dangereux
when vient, the devil comes
le diable
to sidetrack them now.
Il va essayer de le distraire.
Get them caught up in natural
et
things.
Mettre impliqué dans des choses
misunderstandings, disagreements,
les malattendus, les désagréments,
things from your past trying to come back. Back into your life again. Be careful of that time. Because once you take your affection and your attention from Christ, what he's doing in your life, you can lose the quickening. Because the Bible says, seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. But when your opportunity is there, and you turn it down, he passes by. And then you'll be in bondage. And then maybe your master will be whipping you like never before. And you say, but I want to be free now. I'm addicted to drugs, to nicotine, to whatever it is. I can't set myself free. What did you do with Jesus called Christ? You had Jesus on your hands. You should have applied it in your heart. The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But if you reject the truth, to reject the truth is to believe the devil's lie, friends. And the devil is a liar.
And
then you get crippled up inside of your life. What a sad thing that it is. What a sad thing that it is. So you'll always find, first there's mercy. There's the Jubilee trumpet. And then there's the marking of those that reject it. It's going to be like in every age. So Christ is going to visit us in this age in the same way. And then it depends on what we do with Jesus called Christ. And we saw it in a scripture we read in the beginning, Ezekiel chapter 9. In Ezekiel 9, is a foretaste, is a prophecy of what God was going to do to the Jews. Ezekiel chapter 9. Let's read it again. We'll use that to close off. Ezekiel 9 verse 1.
Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 1.
Just showing mercy before judgment.
Pour montrer la miséricorde avant le jugement.
Ezekiel 9.
Ezekiel chapter 9.
We saw in verse 1.
Nous avons vu dans
the call for judgment, the destroying weapons.
L'appel pour le jugement, les armes de destruction.
In verse 2. Six men come with their slaughtering weapons, each in his hand. And one man among them clothed with linen. That's Christ. The righteous inkhorn by his side, so he can seal the elect. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. Why did they stand by the brazen altar? Because the brazen altar was where blood was shed to meet the requirements of divine justice. And now blood was going to be shed to meet the requirements of divine justice. And as we move in the tribulation period, and we bring it down to Armageddon, blood is going to be shed, friends. Blood. Death. Suffering to meet divine justice. Because justice demands. God will never judge through the blood. Because God cannot judge sin twice. If he judged sin in Christ, and you've accepted that, and you're under the blood, God can never judge that sin again. But if you reject the blood, the bleeding word, Jubilee trumpet, liberty in your day, you've rejected
it.
God's provided way. Therefore, God has to judge you. Because God's
justice
has to be executed. Otherwise, God cannot be God. God cannot just forget sin. He says, the day you eat thereof, that day you die. And God will bring forth every measure in that tribulation period. Verse 3, it says, the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub. So, the glory departs from the church. Now, I want to show you this in our age. Because there's always a question about the bride age in Laodicea. We've tried to answer it before, but I want to make it clear today. Sealed or marked. Because it came to a transition period.
Maintenant, on arrive à une période
de God's transition. Glory came off the mercy seat.
La gloire de Dieu en déplacé du trône de miséricorde.
Went to the threshold of the temple.
Et cela est allé dans le
then he spoke to those at the brazen altar.
Il a parlé à ceux qui étaient dans
get your weapons ready.
Il dit, prends tes munitions, prends.
But first,
premièrement,
the sealing angel,
l'ange de Solomon,
go and find all the people
doit trouver tous les gens
that are sighing and groaning
qui sont en train
for
de
the abomination. Mark them first.
Pour l'abomination, il
then
faut les
judgment
d'abord,
shall go forth.
Et le jugement va avancer.
So that's all is God's order.
Ça a toujours été la volonté.
So if you take it to our age,
et si vous prenez dans notre âge,
I'll come back to that one there. Here's the church ages. We're in the last age. Now notice, these are the seven candlesticks in the temple. Revelations 1, Christ was in the candlesticks. The prophet says, I drew it by
vision.
And each of the candlesticks, the light was getting dimmer and dimmer as Romanism took over. Man's tradition took over. Until we got into the dark ages. Luther.
Luther,
the fifth age, darkness.
Le septième ange,
just a little bit of light, Luther and his message.
Juste à propos de Luther et son
Wesley, a bit more light because of the missionary age.
Plus de lumière, c'est parce que l'ange est missionnaire.
Then the last age is our age.
Le dernier âge, c'est notre
so I'm just going to expand the last age.
Je vais montrer, je vais élargir
the prophet saw it by vision.
Le prophète a vu par
preached at 1960 December. The revelation of Jesus Christ series. As he finished the messages, the pillar of fire went to the back of the church. You will hear it on the tape. People start screaming. And the pillar of fire started to draw them one by one in light on the wall.
Amen.
And there's people alive still today that were there. And they saw the reflection of those seven ages, one after another, on the wall. And you'll hear the prophet saying, that's just a reflection of what's up here. Here's the truth, but there's the reflection of the truth. And when the prophet did that last age, notice, in the middle of the age, just near the end, the light goes out. It goes into total darkness. Now he drew it by vision, friends.
Il a dessiné cela par la vision.
Now that shows,
maintenant, c'est la montre,
with the opening of the seals,
et avec l'ouverture des sceaux,
God departed.
Alléluia. Dieu s'est déplacé
from the church ages, friends.
Des anges de l'église. Amen.
From the systems
de ces systèmes,
of the ages.
Amen. Des âges.
The glory went off.
Et la gloire s'est déplacée.
No more on the Pentecostals.
Now,
I'm not speaking of individuals. God is still dealing with individuals there.
Dieu continue à traiter.
Come out from among them. Come out of my people. There's many godly people in every system. But they're going to have to come out before the end, friends. But the darkness comes. And it splits now.
Et c'est là, maintenant, c'est
the opening of the seals, the prophet says, I'll put the quote.
Le prophète a parlé, il a dit,
he says it there.
Et il a dit là-bas,
the prophet says,
le prophète a dit,
this is not Luther's age. This is not Pentecostal age.
Ça, ce n'est pas l'âge de
this is the bride age.
L'âge de
so Laodicea
de l'épouse.
Continues on.
Il va continuer,
but it goes into darkness.
Mais ils vont aller dans les ténèbres.
But God opens up another dimension.
Dieu a ouvert une autre dimension.
Revelations 4, come up higher, John.
Apocalypse, chapitre 4,
God opens an open door for the bride.
Jean, et il a ouvert une porte ouverte pour l'épouse.
And now through the third pull of the message,
et à travers le troisième pull du message,
the mysteries, the real
Amen.
Preaching of the word,
Amen.
La vraie God is ministering a bride out of that darkness.
Hors de ces ténèbres-là.
Into perfect light.
Et à la lumière parfaite.
That's why though the age goes into darkness right to the end.
Dans les ténèbres jusqu'à la fin.
But the prophet says,
mais le prophète dit,
we're now in the bride age.
Et maintenant,
so the bride is in the bride age.
L'épouse est
but
dans
Laodicea is going to go on, friends.
L'Odyssée va continuer,
right into chaos and be destroyed at the end.
Dans les chaos.
But that's why the word comes in. There was a dividing at the opening of the seals.
La division dans l'ouverture des seals.
One part's going into total darkness.
Amen.
To be marked.
Une partie qui va dans l'obscurité
but God's going to send his sealing angel
son ange de
to seal his people away.
Sceller son peuple.
To seal them from, take Amen. Them out of that darkness.
Pour les sceller, de les faire sortir de cette
to seal them into his body.
Pour les sceller dans son corps.
Now, let me show you how the prophet preached these messages.
Je vais vous montrer comment le prophète a prêché ces choses.
Here.
Ici.
From the seals.
Et des sceaux.
I don't know if you can read that. If you can't, I'll read them for you. Now look how these messages unfold from the seals up to the end of the year, 1963. Friends, this prophet was so led of God. He was so led of God. If you really study this message, it's impossible for this to have been a man's message. So he finishes the seals, the seventh seal, the opening of the book of redemption. God opens up redemption. He finishes it in March. 63. April the 12th, the next message after the seals, he preaches the world is falling apart. That's true. But we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. The opening of the seals, there's a people that are coming out of that world that's falling apart. But the world is going to fall apart. And we see it with the economies. He then comes in June, he preaches the third Exodus. You see, we're in an Exodus. God has opened the way. We're not Laodiceans no more. Because here came a pillar of fire. Here came a prophet like unto Moses. Here came a cloud down on a mountain and ministers the bride into the bride age. And the Exodus is on now. The shout, the voice, the trump. The Exodus to the rapture. Now watch the next month. He preaches the indictment.
Yes.
What is an indictment?
Est
Let me tell you the definition of an indictment.
La définition de l'accusation.
An indictment
l'accusation
is a written statement
c'est une déclaration écrite
charging a party with a commission of a crime
avec la commission de crime
or offense
ou offense
drawn up by the prosecuting attorney.
Qui a été faite par le plaignant lui-même.
So, the supreme judge,
le juge suprême,
he comes down.
Il descend.
Doesn't
he? Amen.
Let's go and see the supreme judge, just so we know what you're talking about.
Suprême, amen.
1963.
Amen. 1963.
Life magazine.
Dans les,
we never took the pictures. A prophet in Sunset Mountain receiving the revelation of the seals. Christ with the white wig of judgment.
Amen.
The sign, Jesus said, you shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud. Supreme judge. Supreme authority. He's coming.
Hallelujah.
Investigating judgment.
Il est venu maintenant investiguer le jugement.
He's going to pronounce the world guilty as charged.
Le monde coupable.
And the world is going to fall apart.
Le monde va tomber à
partie. But before that,
Parfum.
He's going to call his people into an exodus. There's going to be those that are going to be sealed because he doesn't want them to take on the mark of the fullness of this beast system that is going to come while the world is falling apart. So let's just go back. So he preaches the indictment that was charging this generation for the second crucifixion of Jesus Christ. What shall we do with this Jesus Christ? This Jesus who made himself so real in this age. And then they closed the door. Jesus was on the outside. I stand at the door and I knock. Open up, I'll come in. So you're going to have to come out of there to come into the bride. Because Christ, this Jesus called Christ, he was rejected. So he preaches indictment. Now the Lord told him to do that, friends. He didn't do that himself. He indicted this generation. Then what does he come and do? He preaches in the morning souls that are in prison now. They're in prison now. They've been indicted, now they're in prison.
Friends,
this world, it's a prison house.
C'est la maison de prison.
Listen what this brother, I always say to Brother George, this song is so nice. That one called
George.
Praising Him by Brother Ulrich Andrews. The brother had a revelation, friends. Remember the prophet said, before the second coming, the world will go insane. He says the people will go insane.
Amen. Les gens vont aller dans les sanitaires.
Hell opens its gates.
L'affaire va ouvrir.
And what the prophet saw in the regions of the lost,
dans les régions des morts,
when he was a young boy and he was shot, he now sees it in J.C. Penney's before him. Friends, what was in the regions of the lost, that dimension, hell has opened her gates onto the earth. It's insanity that's on this earth. Listen what this brother says. He says, when I see all hell extending her borders to swallow up humanity. Friends, this music of this age is insanity. The films of this age are insanity. The video games, go and look at them, insanity, friends. Music went into another dimension. In the 60s, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones started it. They went to the East, to Eastern religion. They got into drugs. They broke into another dimension. And they came with rock and roll and this kind of music there. Everything came from there. Now you take the music of this age, and if you are in your right mind, you have to testify. It's insanity what they say. When we go to Tesco's many times,
quand nous allons à Tesco,
when Gitana is shopping,
et quand
I go to the magazines,
je veux aller dans des magazines
and I take those video game magazines. I want to see what are they doing now.
De vidéo, qu'est-ce qu'ils sont en train de
90% of them are occult games. It's Satanism, friends. It's demons. Manifestations of demons and witchcraft. But we can be marked by this beast system of this day if you're not careful. We spend too much time with our master, the devil. We get so used to his voice.
On est tellement habitué avec sa voix,
so used to being in bondage to him.
Être habitué d'être dans
then we don't realize we're going into insanity.
Et nous ne comprenons plus que ça part dans
that hell has extended her borders. The regions of the lost, that atmosphere has come out into the dimension we're living in now. People piercing themselves. How can a believer pierce themselves? The Bible says, don't pierce yourself and don't mark yourself. Tattoos and things through your belly button. It's insanity, friends. It's insanity. Go and spend some time in the presence of Christ. And then start thinking about those things.
And
you see, it's insanity for people to do these things. Women walking naked on the streets.
Et les femmes qui marchent nues dans la rue.
I see it in the newspapers at work.
Je vis dans les journaux au travail.
Rihanna and them. Rihanna. She dresses with a dress totally see-through.
Et elle s'habille avec des vêtements.
In public.
Vous pouvez voir.
It's insanity, friends. It's insanity.
Amen.
And if we agree with it, we're insane. But there's a people in the land that are sighing and groaning for the abominations that are done in the city. And the sealing angel, the seventh angel, he's come and he's sealed them in his kingdom. And they say, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Because I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen.
That's the testimony of a believer. He says, extending her borders to swallow up humanity. He says, I thank the one with the keys of death and hell who has opened the prison doors for me. We would have been souls in prison with this world. But there he came with the keys of hell and death, the power of divine revelation. And he came and he opened the prison door. And the message went forth. The Jubilee trumpet. And it says, whosoever will, liberty has been proclaimed.
A été proclamé,
and we responded to the Jubilee trumpet.
Nous avons répondu
and he brought us out of the dimension of the regions of the lost on earth into the mind of Christ.
À la pensée de Christ.
The message of the hour.
Le message de l'heure. parfait.
He says he opened the prison door for me.
Il a ouvert la maison de prison pour moi.
He has changed my course.
Il a changé ma course.
From the regions of the lost.
Il a changé des mondes du perdu.
That realm of insanity.
Ce monde de l'insanité.
By anointing my eyes.
En mes yeux.
With a heavenly vision.
Avec la vision céleste.
To behold.
Pour être pour contempler.
And to live eternally.
Et vivre l'éternité.
That's why the song's called I Feel Like Praising Him. Think of what he's done for us.
C'est ce qu'il a fait pour
it says like in the days of Abraham he came down.
D'Abraham, il est
to show us.
Pour nous montrer
things that were. Things that are.
Les choses
and things are to be.
Les choses qui va venir.
That's what he's shown us in this
c'est
day.
Qu'il nous a montré dans cet âge,
but what shall we do with this Jesus called Christ?
Avec ce Jésus qui est
do we enjoy our insanity?
Est-ce que nous allons nous réjouir de notre insanité?
Or do we want the mind of Christ?
Nous voulons la pensée de Christ.
Do we want to live in accordance with his word?
Vivre selon sa parole?
Do we want to be a virgin
nous voulons
bride?
Être une vierge,
a wife?
Et une femme,
uncontaminated by the hands of man?
Contaminée par les mains des hommes.
Because that's what Christ wants us
c'est
to
ce
be.
Que Christ veut que nous puissions être.
And that's why he preaches.
Et c'est pourquoi il a prêché.
Souls that are in prison now.
Les âmes qui sont à prison.
In the morning.
Le matin.
Then in the evening he preaches. Soir, he that is in you.
Il a prêché, c'est lui qui
what
est
a contrast, friends.
Différent
that's where this age is going to.
C'est là où cet âge
va. Either we're going to be souls in prison,
soit,
or there's going to be the third pool, friends.
Il y aura la troisième
he pool. That is in you.
Amen. C'est lui
that's up to us to make our choice.
Ce n'est pas juste faire notre choix.
What will we do with this Jesus?
Et qu'est-ce que nous faisons avec ce Jésus?
Then he continues on.
Et il continue.
2 weeks later,
deux semaines après,
what shall I do with this Jesus Christ?
Que ferai-je de ce Jésus?
And then finally,
et
his New Year's message.
Il y a le message de nouvel an.
Shalom.
Amen. Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen.
And shalom. What is his scripture in Shalom?
Et
let's read that as our last scripture, Isaiah 60.
Isaiah 60. Amen.
This is the age we're living in, that time of mercy and judgment, friends.
Nous sommes en train de vivre là où il y a la miséricorde.
Isaiah 60.
Isaiah 60.
This is the Shalom scripture.
Et ça, c'est l'écriture de Shalom.
Friends, listen to the messages, friends.
Écoutez le message.
That wasn't just a man
ça, ce n'était pas juste
shouting into a microphone.
Et qui était en train de crier derrière le
that micro. Was the Logos coming
c'est
down
le logo
to the ministry of a prophet to minister a bride from
de
the regions of the lost.
Régions,
this world of insanity
qui
ministering us into a bride age
nous conduit l'âge de
to the fullness of our inheritance.
À la plénitude de notre
héritage. In a third Exodus.
Isaiah
60 verse 1. Now before we read it, let me just show you this. This picture. This is what he speaks about in Shalom.
Dans Shalom.
Because at this time, just before the prophet preaches Shalom,
avant que le prophète puisse prêcher Shalom,
the Pope,
le pape,
Pope Paul the Sixth,
le pape Jean-Paul II,
six being the number of man,
et six, le nombre de l'homme,
666, the number of the beast,
et ce sont six, c'est le nombre
for the first time,
de la bête,
a pope left Rome and went to Jerusalem.
La première fois que le pape a quitté la Rome pour aller à Jérusalem.
And just before he went,
juste avant d'aller,
God showed it in the heavens.
Dieu a montré au ciel.
There was an eclipse of the moon.
Il y avait l'éclipse de la lune.
The moon speaks of the church.
La lune qui parle de l'église.
Because the church reflects the light of
c'est
the sun.
Parce que l'église reflète la lumière du soleil.
In the absence of the sun.
L'absence du soleil parfait.
And on the newspapers across the nation,
il y avait la constellation.
There were the six stages
il y avait le six
of the eclipse of the moon.
De l'éclipse de,
answering
de la lune.
To
la première réponse,
the six ages.
Les sept âges.
The first six ages.
Le premier six âges.
But the prophet says, but the seventh one,
le prophète dit que le
1964, he says, when the Lord showed me there were seven.
Le Seigneur m'a montré que c'était
but six. When the Lord put it in the skies,
quand le Seigneur l'a mis dans les nuées,
there were only six.
Dans les nuages,
what does it mean? The seventh had gone into total darkness. You see, the seventh was now completely dark, friends. And then he uses this picture and he speaks of Christ coming down. And he says, Christ is coming with what? Judgment to the world. He's the supreme judge. But he's saying shalom to his bride. He's saying peace to his bride.
Friends.
It's mercy and judgment. Here's the one clothed in the white linen, coming first to seal away his people. And then the command to the brazen altar, those with the destroying weapons, destroy. Listen what he does here. Sorry, I just missed my one there. Let's stop on that one here. The prophet in Isaiah 60 says, the prophet Isaiah, arise and shine, for thy light has come.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. He said it was such an applicable scripture that he read.
C'est une écriture applicable. Les ténèbres
because the darkness covered
terre.
The earth.
C'est parce que le ténèbre couvre la
but
terre.
The glory of the Lord rose upon
la
us.
Gloire du Seigneur s'est levée sur nous.
And gross darkness the people.
Et la grande obscurité sur les gens.
But the Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Mm. Friends.
Amis.
What kind of a day are we living in?
Et quel jour que
what nous kind of a day? The prophet says people walk ignorantly. They think it's some kind of an ism. Some kind of a cult. He says the problem is because they never pray enough. They never dig down deep enough to get into the spirit of revelation. That's why these things pass over. But friends, it's such a vindicated message. It was vindicated in the supernatural. It was vindicated in the revelation of the word. It was vindicated in the earth, in the heavens above. It was vindicated by a pillar of fire. And it's vindicated in his bride. Because there's a people in the land now that aren't living in that dimension. They're living in another dimension. They're living in another realm. They're living in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in their souls. There's a heavenly atmosphere. Though the world is falling apart. And when the great judge has come down in our age, and grace is being lifted off the Gentiles, and insanity is taking its place, the spirit of lawlessness is taking its place, the spirit of immorality is taking its place, when he lifts his hand, and the judgments of God start in the earth, like the prophet said, the earthquake in diverse places, famines, nation rising against nation. At the same time, he's coming as the judge. The white wig of supreme authority. At the same time, he's saying to his bride, Shalom, all is well. Everything's under control. You found a refuge. You heard the Jubilee trumpet.
I've
sealed you away to the day of your redemption. And friends, if you want to know if you're in that number, as we sing that song, I want to be in that number. Just study your heart today. Study what you're doing with your right hand. Study what's going on in here, beneath your forehead. What kingdom rules? What atmosphere reigns? Look in your home. What governs your home? Is it this realm of insanity? Satan's in. The god of this evil age. Or is it? That this Jesus called Christ, you've made him welcome in here. You've made him welcome in your home. And he sealed you away into a heavenly kingdom through a heavenly vision, through divine revelation. He sealed you by his word. Thus saith the Lord. A spoken word bride, the prophet says. She won't be deceived. The other ones fell in ages gone by. Eve fell in Eden. Israel fell after Mount Sinai. But God has spoken a bride. Through the spoken word, the prophet said. She's a spoken word seed bride. She cannot fall. Though there's deception to deceive, as it were, the very elect, she cannot be deceived. Because she's a product of the spoken word inside of here, friends. We ought to be a thankful people. If you're sealed away today, we should be like that brother. I feel like praising him. Let's stand. Let's sing. Marked or sealed, friends. Where do we stand today? What shall we do with this Jesus called Christ?
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. marching through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number, when the saints go marching in, oh, I know I'll see my Savior if my life is free from sin. Heaven's doors will open for me when the saints go marching in. Oh, 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 when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. When we gather
around the throne,
when the gates are free closed within, they'll be shouting, glory, glory, when the saints go. Saints, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. I am waiting for my chariot to swing low and I'll step in on the clouds. I'll ride to heaven when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Go marching in.
When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number.
When the saints go marching in,
oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
We're not going to take too much time, saints. We want to sing one more song.
On va chanter une autre chanson.
I want to sing that song about walking with Elohim again.
De marcher avec Elohim.
But I just want to put it to you.
Je veux mettre à vous.
Put it to you as an individual.
Et comme individu.
Let's have take a time today.
Prenons un temps.
To speak to the Lord.
Pour parler au Seigneur.
And why don't you be sincere with him?
Pourquoi ne pas être sincère?
Why don't you be sincere? You know where you stand.
Là où vous vous tenez.
You know the true condition of
vous
your life.
La vraie condition de votre
you chair. And him.
Vous et
are the only two that really know who you are. Why be a hypocrite? Why live a double life? Why play with the world? It's a cruel place, friends. Why not call upon his name and say, Jesus, I want the real thing. I want to be sealed away. I want to be dead to this world. I want these things which are going to cause your judgment to come on the earth. Not to be in my life anymore. Because you said, Lord, if I partake of her sins, I will also partake of her judgments. That's what the Bible says, friends. It should be a checking up time. Because God gives you a day of visitation. Don't let it pass you by until he's completed the work. He wants to seal you away. But you've got to have a full surrender. Let's sing that song. Then let's come to a time of prayer. Let's pray sincerely before the Lord to help us today.
Because you have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way. There's has a great portion of heaven is waiting for you because of what you decided. Oh, that was the prophecy.
Was the prophecy
the angel told to the great messenger. That is what will produce.
That is what will produce
a great victory in His love divine. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. Steps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. Steps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
Oh, this path has many, many trials.
This path has many trials and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit,
oh, His Holy Spirit
will lead us to perfect love.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining. In this path, you can already hear the chariot.
We can hear the chariots
of our beloved one coming to meet us.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
My love will live in me.
Let's all pray. Let's
all choose our song.
In a special way, Father, we ask your grace now. Keep us, Lord, in all of those desires, Lord, and wishes that we have, Lord, Father, for our programs. And Lord, Father, Lord Jehovah, way, Lord, to reach out, Lord, to the lost, Lord. Father, give us grace, Lord, that we're bringing those sheep, Father, even unto thine house, Lord, to the cross. Guide us now, get us now. Keep us, Lord.
Just one announcement since before we go. Just a reminder of next weekend services.
Vous rappelez des services
Saturday at 6. aimed at the youth, so we'd ask the brother to preach down the line of the youth. Please be in prayer for that. If you can't make the service, please pray for it. Because you and I were both in a similar situation sometime. Because as young people, it's easy to get caught between. The world is a very attractive place when you get to a certain age group. And yet you know what the truth is. And we just really do desire the Lord to grant grace to each of our young people to receive a new birth. That's something that takes away the love of the world and empowers them to be the next generation, if there would be another generation, to run with this vision of the message. Please pray for that. This coming Wednesday, Brother Francois doesn't mind. We just want to have a different kind of a service on Wednesday. You know, we had said the other week that we wanted to find some way maybe to do some sort of a, to film something, maybe to put on our website. You know, so you can see we've been preaching about the mark of the beast, but down the line of the message more. This Wednesday night, we want to just take the mark of the beast direct from the Bible as a Bible study. And we want to film it and put it on the website. And really pray that the Lord and put on YouTube to really put a scriptural answer to the mark of the beast. Now I was taking these messages just to find different ways, maybe trying to find some inspiration, which way to go. And I think it's quite clear from the scriptures which are the places that you need to focus on. That's why it's always good to preach the things first. You know, so I'd really ask you to pray for that. Please come along as normal. I know we don't get so many in on a Wednesday. We may do it in a slightly different format, just so that we can film it. But our aim on Wednesday is we want to do something to reach out. So we're not aiming at believers. It's just a refresher again for believers. But we're trying to produce something in this day which you believe that people need to know. And if there's a Rahab out there, if there's a Ruth out there, we're putting some material somewhere, scriptural truth.
Amen.
That the Lord can direct people to. If there's somebody out there wondering, what is the mark of the beast? I don't want to take this mark. God can direct people to something where they'll find a scriptural answer and maybe a point of contact if they've got any questions, anything like that. And that's just one way I thought maybe that you could start on that great commission of thou must prophesy again.
Amen.
Come please on Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
Don't be expecting us to read any quotes or anything because we're not doing it that way. We're trying to reach out. We're trying to look out. So we wanted to do it in a format that we can put on the web as a first pull from the scripture. Because the message you believe is perfectly scriptural. Everything we can take it back to the Bible.
Amen.
We just want to preach the message from the scriptures on Wednesday. Film it by the grace of God.
Amen.
And we've got Brother Kwame and Brother Mike. They're helping us to redo our website. We do really appreciate that. So we'll have a much better website where you can have videos and things on it. So please, really be in prayer about those things. If you can't do it, pray for it, that the Lord may bless it.
Amen.
And may the Lord bless it. Let's bow our heads. If anybody has a need, maybe you need a touch from the Lord, whatever you need, keep the request in your heart. Lay it upon the altar of your heart.
Amen.
And raise your hand to Him.
Hallelujah.
And say, Jesus, I'm looking to you.
Amen.
Look on my heart now.
Hallelujah.
You see my motive.
Amen.
You see my objective.
Amen.
You see my desire. And let's unite together in agreement as we bring these petitions. Father, we raise our hands to you. We raise our right hands to the heavens because we desire that these hands would always be about your business,
yes,
would be supporting your kingdom, would be faithful, Father, as far as we can be faithful.
Yes, Lord.
And in our hearts, Lord, Father, on the throne, we're looking to you because we want you to be enthroned in every aspect of our lives. Right from, Father, the natural side of life, how we run our homes, how we, Father, live our lives, the people we associate with, the things we read, the things we listen to.
Amen.
The things, Father, that we meditate upon, how we long that the meditations of our heart may be acceptable in your sight.
Yes.
That, Father, we may think upon these things as the scripture said. Now, Father, each and every one of us have needs before you.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we're looking unto you. Father, we do not have to pull you down from heaven.
Amen.
Father, because you are as close as the word in our mouth, the scripture says. So, Father, we just come to put our simple faith together as your people.
Yes, Lord.
So thankful for the testimony of Brother Wilmore's father.
Amen.
Now we pray the same, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for Brother Robert's father,
amen.
We're asking
amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Let the great pillar of fire, the great one that has come down in this age to accompany this message, Father, let it go forth to that man. And Father, may you do something eternal for him, we ask and we pray. I pray that you would deal with him firstly in his soul, concerning the condition of his soul. I pray, Lord, that you'd bring him to an illumination by
amen.
Revelation. Of the simplicity
Amen.
Of your requirement
Amen.
For eternity, O Lord. And I pray, Father, Lord, your grace upon him. We really pray at this time, do something for him.
Please, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, every other need that we have, how we dedicate them up unto thee.
Amen.
All of your people upon this day. For them that are backslid, we do pray for them once again. Father, your word says you are married to the backslider.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Father, Lord, that your voice, the same one, Lord, that went down in Eden, Father, and went and found Adam and Eve, Lord, when they were hiding themselves in the trees of the garden. Father, let the same voice go forth even upon this day and speak unto the souls of your people, we pray. Father and Lord, just awaken them once again to a remembrance of times in your court. Father, times of peace with God. We do pray for your grace, your mercy upon them. And Father, even for this on Wednesday,
yes,
Jesus, it's Amen. Our little basket with two loaves and five fishes.
Yes.
Two fishes, five loaves. And Jesus, we just want to come and put it into your hands. Because in our hands, it's just putting scriptures together
yes.
and filling them and putting them on the internet. But Jesus, in your hands, you can do great things with these things.
Mm.
You can multiply. Father, in David's hand, it was just a sling and a stone. But when he put it into your hands, Father, you did great things. In
yes.
Samson's hands, it was just a jawbone of a mule. But when he put himself in your hands, Father, it became an instrument of deliverance
Amen.
To destroy the works of the enemy. So, Father, we just ask and pray that you would take these things as, Lord, we just see what is in our hand. What can we do at this time?
Yes, Lord.
And we pray for your unction. We pray for your grace. And we pray that your voice, your scriptural voice in this age, Father, would go forth to those Rahabs that are in those systems, Lord, that would keep them bound, Father, those people that are still in the prison house in this age, that, Father, the Jubilee trumpet would sound to them. Father, as we would just desire in simplicity to bring ourselves unto thee and say, Lord, may you quicken us and help us, Lord, that we may fulfill what you have said. To prophesy once again,
Amen.
Lord, is our desire. And
Hallelujah.
May you bless that prophecy, even as you yourself prayed, Jesus. To say, Father, glorify your name. And you
Please.
Said, I've glorified it already.
Hallelujah.
I'll glorify it again. Be glorified in our little efforts, we pray.
Mm.
And even as people would give tracts or people would sing songs or whatever it would be. Father, to testify to their neighbors. Lord, help us. Just to be faithful to your business in simplicity,
Please.
We pray. And Father, may you multiply the fishes and the loaves is our desire. And Lord, may as many as ordained unto eternal life, Father, may they meet thee in this day to be sealed away, we pray. And Father, we'll give unto thee all the praise and the honor and the glory. Father, be with us as we go from this place. Give traveling mercies, we pray. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless us.
There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you, Jesus. Can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Your mercy flows like a river wide, healing comes from your hand. Suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like, there is none like you, Lord. There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like, there is none like you, Lord. There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none.